Okay, so we have a question.
How does bullying cross into illegal harassment?
How does bullying
cross into illegal harassment?
Oh.
Well, we go back to our definition of what a hostile work environment is. You know, unwelcome, severe, pervasive, and a pattern of conduct. So imagine you have behavior that starts to get into a pattern. I mean, it's like, you know, it's one thing, you know, somebody has a one-off one day and they're just kind of, you know, being, you know, ugly to people. But what if you have somebody that is engaging in a repeated pattern and is the behavior is of a nature that is severe or pervasive? And it is because of a protected category. So you have somebody who is engaging in bullying, and he's like, for example, you may have, and I'll just use, maybe you have a black female who is only bullying other black men in her department, okay? Severe, pervasive, and a pattern, but it is targeted on the basis of race, okay? So what you got to add into the, what tips bullying into harassment is the pattern I just gave you, and a protected category, race, sex, national origin, or whatever.
And traditionally, harassment actually started kind of with the context of bullying. If you think about the 1970s, and a woman wanted to work in a construction on a construction crew, and she goes out to the work site, and the guys on the crew aren't particularly thrilled about it, so they do things like they hide her tools, or they bump her shoulder every time she goes out, you know, to actually try to do a job, or they spray paint something ugly on her locker. You know, these are all forms of bullying, in essence, because they don't want her there. But, I mean, early on, that was recognized as a form of discrimination, long before we ever started talking about sexual harassment in the context of quid pro quo.